Louis Press, Deontay.
Hi, Deontay. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Christina, can you tell me what cards you got on file?
Yes. One second here. Sure. It's a MasterCard ending in 3365.
Okay. Miss Tina, I got my, what I need to do is, I'm going to deposit some money in that account today. And I promise you, either you can call me back this afternoon or I can call you back this afternoon and get it taken care of. I apologize about that.
Okay, no problem. You know, it's saying that that's an invalid account number, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new card or something.
I think it's for, so I have, what it is I have a couple of accounts, and I'm not sure that what that account is it from, but I'm pretty sure that one is on hold, and I'm going to add some money to my other account because I have the cash I just didn't deposit into the account yet, which has been a crazy couple of days for me.
So if you want, I can update the card and just process it tomorrow or Thursday, whatever's easier for you. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, 1 second.
Is it still the Woodshore Drive for the billing address?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That makes it easy. Good.
You said, is it the card? Do you have the 1997?
No, it's 3365.
Okay. I know you're saying, man, this guy just keep on got cards.
That's okay. I understand.
It's going to be 4833.
Okay.
1201.
Got it.
6091.
Okay.
1997.
Okay, expiration?
It's going to be 0627.
And then the code on the back?
250.
250. Okay. And then what time are you thinking tomorrow would be a good time to process this?
If you said tomorrow, if you give me like 3 o'clock, that'd be great. But 3 o'clock would be great if you can do that tomorrow. If not, I can rush you through today. I'm running, and then after that is kids, sports, and all that other good stuff. So.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's your second job with the kids and the sports, right?
Yes, ma'am. It really is. You put the tickets that you got to pay every game you got to go to. It's definitely expensive.
What sport are they into?
So my middle child, she's in volleyball, and my oldest son, he's in football. So and they both made the team this year. So very happy.
Oh my god!
Last year he didn't make the team. So yeah, it was very
sad. Yeah, you know what? I miss those days. My kids are all old now, and so I was like, oh, man, I know that when they're young, it's, like, so stressful to get everybody everywhere, but now I'm like, I miss it. I'd rather be sitting at those games, you know?
I hear that a lot, so I'm trying to take it all in, you know what I mean? But it's like tomorrow we got two games at one time, and, you know, I'm one of them parents. My parents wasn't there when I went to every game, so I try to be there every game, you know what I mean? So tomorrow we got two games. Like, I can't be at two places at one time, you know, but.
That's the heartbreaker when that happens. Your daughter must be very tall, too. She's playing volleyball.
You know, she's a little bit taller she's actually a shorty, but she's taller. She's getting taller, you know, taller than I thought she would be. So, she got hard.
That's a good way to put it. I've seen that on volleyball teams where there's one that's even shorter than the rest, but they have more heart than the tall girls, you know? So that was a good way to put it.
Right,
I love it.
And you know, it was, she started yesterday. It was her first game yesterday, and I was, she impressed me. I was very pleased. So, thank you, Miss Tina. It was awesome for you talking to me.
It's nice talking to you, too. We'll get this taken care of for you. I'll check the account tomorrow and make sure everything went through, okay?
All right. Thank you, Ms. Tina. And if I hear from you next month, I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, it's always nice talking to you, Deontay. Have a nice rest of your week, too, okay?
You too, now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.